Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Merry Christmas. It's time for friends and family to gather together and celebrate. These gatherings can range from wonderful to awkward anyway, and this year we add in the reaction to the recent presidential election. Your gatherings may be purely red Republican voters, or you may be safely nestled in a bubble of diverse liberal elitists, but at some point, chances are you'll be together with people who have very different views from you. I have some holiday entertaining tips to make sure your celebrations go smoothly. First, some obvious basics. Do not call the turkey huge. Don't call the prime rib bigly. Don't make the deplorables sit at the little table. And don't refer to your guests as bad hombres or nasty women. Don't joke about grabbing a piece of pie. And don't brag about how your wall of mashed potatoes is holding back the gravy. You may be a strong Second Amendment supporter, considering an open carry Christmas celebration. If so, avoid an open bar. You may be more of a First Amendment person, ready to speak your mind whether people want to hear it or not. If so, you should probably also avoid the open bar. Christmas is a time for sparkling cider, water, bubbly wines, pink rosé, but avoid wines like, "I'm going to move to another country." Somebody at the party will likely help you pack. Avoid putting down California because the state went blue, for that exact same reason. It is safe to discuss sports. No, wait, that'll somehow get around to the 49ers and Colin Kaepernick. First thing you know, your guests will all be shouting, "All Lives Matter." And then somebody will bring up the 49ers' miserable record, and that'll bring down the mood of any party. So it's probably safe to talk about the weather. Oops, sorry. Nope, avoid that topic. Talking about the weather will certainly come around to climate change or global warming. Probably a good idea to turn off the computers and handheld devices. Somebody will interrupt Christmas dinner with the latest presidential tweet. But seriously, what happens when Uncle Roscoe finishes his six-pack of PBR and launches into making America great again? Or your Aunt Flo starts defending her vote for a third-party candidate? It's really hard to listen without judging, but that is exactly what needs to happen. Nobody needs to set anybody else straight at Christmas. It's not like any dinner conversation is going to change the outcome. The holidays are probably not a great time to tell it like it is. A great way to honor guests is to ask some questions. Maybe ask one of the elders about a funny story, even if you've heard it many times before, or about what it was like when they were young. Christmas is a wonderful, optimistic, and positive time. There'll be plenty of time to argue in 2017. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.